Welcome to It's Always Sunny in Colorado. I'm Lauren Galbate.
And I'm Todd Galbate, and we're a top-producing father-daughter real estate team in Northern Colorado.
Now, let's talk real estate.
That beer made me burpy.
I know it. Yeah. That was a bad way to start. Because I'm like, I need a little snorkel or a straw.
Okay.
Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome back to another episode of It's Always Sunny in Colorado. Today, we're talking about buyer consultations. First, Dad, what are we drinking?
Well, since one of the best ways to get in front of your buyer, get together with the buyer, is to invite them out for a cup of coffee, as we all know, we're having some iced coffee.
Iced coffee. I love iced coffee.
I know. This is...
Even though it's raining outside and I could really go with a hot coffee,
know,
but this is fine.
Yeah, I didn't plan on the weather when I... That's a pick-me-up.
Yes. I love meeting clients over... New clients over iced coffee or cocktails. And I always offer both options because you never know what they're interested in.
Yeah.
I think it's important to talk about this because we, at least I have, every single buyer consultation I have had has led to a closing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always led to business.
Yeah.
And I've never lost anybody because sometimes we get interviewed. You know, they'll say we're interviewing three.
Mm-hmm.
Or another agent at this time. And so I think it's important to talk about our process because I think it's really good. It's really successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. The first impression is so important. And this is what the meeting's about.
It is, you know, and this comes from years of us kind of honing that process,
tweaking.
You know? And so, you know, our buyers, you know, I did lose buyers in the beginning. You know, I just, just talked to people and it wasn't really like maybe I lost them to somebody else, but they weren't quite ready, you know, setting them up. And I kind of think, you know, I didn't have the elaborate information and packet that we have up front here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd make that lender introduction, but so important to go through all the steps with everything with them and why you have them there, you know, it's good to do. And so, you know, some of what's in our packet comes from, you know, lessons learned of it not working out.
Yeah.
You know, and since we've been together, you know, we've got an incredible track record of just, you know, working with people. And so.
Yeah, I feel really good. So we're going to go through what we have in our buyer folder that we bring to every buyer consultation.
Yes.
Which also has our list of questions that we do a little bit of an interview for them.
Yeah.
And so we'll go through some of those. Also just the process and then kind of what is important to talk about in buyer consultations and then what your follow-up looks like, you know, to really have success. So,
you know, and one thing about a folder, you know, we're kind of in that age where, hey, it's killing trees and PDFs and all that good stuff. And we do have this stuff in PDF form because we have clients.
Zoom
sometimes we have Zoom
consultations.
And
totally.
So we do that. But boy, having a folder with a pen – pointing things out, circling things, letting them take notes, walking away with something that's got your name on it and belongs to you is just a little bit of a, you know, relationship builder. It's like, you know, hey, you know, I got this from my realtor. So
Yeah. And we, you know, we use the same process, whether it's a first time home buyer or somebody who's bought and sold a bunch of times, because you'd be surprised how many questions are really important that you think somebody who's experienced, you don't need to really ask that or they don't want to go through that. But I'm always surprised where I'm like, you know, hey, you know, let's talk about, did you have a lender? And they're like, you know, no, it's been 10 years. You know, I kind of forget this whole process. And so it's important to kind of stick to your process because I think it works for everybody.
I like the ones where we meet with people and I bought before. But I was just in shock the whole time that I don't remember anything. And so it's like, please treat me like we're starting over again because, you know, I just blanked on it all.
I know. I do appreciate when they say that, when like, it's been a second and I don't remember.
And I was frightened.
It was a little different back in my day, you know, that type of thing. Okay. So the process is, let's say, okay, buyer reaches out. Hey, you know, I'm looking to buy. I need some help. So we always, you know, get the in-person meeting.
Yeah.
So you could always schedule a call. Hey, let's schedule a call. But that call needs to lead to a meeting.
It does.
Usually in person. If they don't want to, you can definitely do this over the phone. or over Zoom. But I usually try to say, hey, when can you meet first? I'd like to, like, you know, get an idea of what you're looking for, talk to you about the market, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on, and just get some stuff in your hand and let me buy you a coffee or a drink. It's usually, it always goes over very well.
Okay, guys, when I first got my real estate license and started using social media to promote my business, I had no strategy and was just posting what every other realtor was posting. Once I figured out how to use my Instagram insights and develop a strategy behind my content, my business took off. I used to just have conversations with friends and followers on Instagram who weren't super serious about buying or selling. And now that I've mastered my audience, I get new clients weekly that are actually closing. I wish someone else would have shown me this years ago, which is why I created the Ultimate Guide for Realtors to help you master your audience and attract clients for life using your Instagram insights. The guide is only $49 and includes things like how to determine who your audience is so you know what type of content will engage them the most, how to grow your followers, how to have more conversations and build relationships so you're getting also new clients weekly, and so much more. I'm telling you guys, this is a game changer for your business. You can find this guide on our website at thegalbateteam.com. Check it out.
FaceTime is the key, you know, to starting that relationship, winning it, and starting it off right.
Yeah.
And so it's just so important. It works for us. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I find also a lot of first-time home buyers really appreciate meeting in person because they're so nervous that they need to have kind of just this, you know, mutual conversation. But you know, when you're drinking coffee or you're at, you know, drinking cocktails, it's just kind of breaks down the barrier of the, you know, scariness, in my opinion.
It's so overwhelming. There's so many steps, there's so many things to do. We've got a checklist, you know, and just to be able to be there with them and say, we're going to walk you through every step of the way. Mm-hmm. Here's all the steps, you know, it's, oh yeah. And you know, here's all the steps, and boy, you know, important.
Yeah. So our, So you get the appointment, and I always recommend getting there first because you can get your drink, get your tab out there, whatever that mm-hmm. looks like. You can always ask if they want something, you know, if they're going to walk in, put it on my tab, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Always pay for their drink.
Yeah.
And then you're going to prepare your buyer consultation folder. And so in ours, we have both of our business cards in here because – we're a team. It's important for them to have both of our contact information. Yeah. We don't have team business cards, which is maybe something we should do. But the first thing that you're going to see in our buyer consultation folder is the actual interview questions.
Yeah.
And I'll go through that in a second. But I pull that out and that sits in front of me and I use that to fill out when we're meeting with them.
Yeah.
And then we have a Let's Find Your Home
yeah.
booklet that I put together, and it really walks through the process of how to buy a house.
Yep.
It breaks it down to the financing, the inspection, the appraisal. It shows you what fees to maybe estimate or expect in those certain situations. Yeah. How to find the right house. You know, what are you supposed to be looking for? What are your must-haves? It even has like a little area where you can fill out.
Oh, yeah.
Must-haves, deal breakers, locations, and then kind of what it looks like to close, what you need to bring to closing. It also explains what a lender is going to want from you. So like W-2s.
Yes.
Bank statements, all the funds,
yes.
fun stuff, right?
Yeah, check stubs, all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so what's great about this, Lauren, is, you know, again, you know, you meet those people who like they were in shock and they don't really remember it. And starting off with a meeting with us is a lot coming at them too.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to just say, we're going to send you home with all this information, recaps everything we talked about. It's reassuring that like, should I be taking notes on this?
Yeah. We've had buyers. It's so cute when they do have like a notebook ready to go. I love that. But I'm like, you know, you don't have to memorize anything. You can take notes if you want. But this has everything you really need.
Yeah.
And then we also have local lender information. We have two local lenders in here and then a flyer for property insurance because sometimes, you know, they might be renting and they need either, you know, home insurance recommendation or they are living with their parents.
New to the area.
Yeah. They don't have a recommendation. So we include that. And then my favorite piece in here is the 10 commandments of buying a house.
Yes.
And that really goes down through basically what not to do when you're, you know, trying to buy a house. So it's like, for example, one is thou shalt not change jobs, become self-employed, or quit your job.
Yeah.
And this is funny because we're able to have that conversation with them and say, you know, you'd be surprised how many people do these things. And this is a really good thing that I – sometimes it just doesn't get talked about in the buyer consultation.
No.
Especially when you're under contract. You know, if you don't have a process to remind them like, hey, don't open any new credit cards. Don't finance any furniture. Don't buy a new car. Don't quit your job. This is a great way to –
people don't know that.
People don't know that. And so this is a good little cute message that we put together. That
it is cute. Lauren puts so much work into that. They're kind of heavy. They're two stone tablets that she hand chisels all the – the details on it. So.
Yeah, right. But before we go through the interview question, these interview questions, you know, a lot of it's starting off with chit chat. You know, it's, I guess, Ford questions. Where are you living right now? You know, what do you do for work? Oh my God, how long have you been in, you know, Colorado? Yeah, oh, have you done this fun? Yet? Yeah. Yeah. So we really just try to kind of break the barrier.
And connect.
Yeah, definitely. I want to get to know them.
Yeah. There's so many times, you know, that somebody likes something or they're from somewhere and, you know, there's a connection and it's just fun to talk about. And so, you know, they're meeting us for the first time. Many times. And so we're looking to build a relationship that's long lasting.
Yeah. It doesn't have to just dive right into the buyer question. So I usually wait for the right moment, which is you can tell when they're kind of eager to stop the small talk. Let's get down to business, which is fun.
And usually I raise their hand.
Yeah. That starts. They indicate. So then I say, hey, I have questions that I really need to go through. Do you mind if I start going through those and, you know, take notes? And they always say, you know, yeah, for sure. So some of my questions, you know, are obviously name, can I get your email? Do you prefer call or text? Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's important. Some people say, please don't text me. I can only do email or whatever. Yeah. And then we kind of talk about why are you moving? Where, you know, what's the story? Mm-hmm. What are you, you know, how, you know, what's going on kind of on your end? And, you know, that's where they really get to share, well, I've been saving for years. I've always wanted to do this. Yeah. Waiting for the right moment. I just don't know where to start.
Sometimes you hear, you know, our lease is up in July and our landlord's going to sell the house we're living in.
Yeah.
A timeline, a very important timeline comes out of that. I'm moving to the area and I start work in May.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes we need to buy something closer to my parents. You know, my parents are a little bit older. That's where you get your story. And then that can kind of lead you through this. Getting their rental information, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. You know, when is your lease end? What's your current rent amount?
Yeah.
And then timeline to move is always important because this is an opportunity to talk through what the timeline of buying a house is. Mm-hmm. You know, we really need to understand that, hey, it takes about 30 to 45 days to close. And in different markets, it takes a certain amount of weeks to find the right house. And then it takes maybe a few days to get pre-approved. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at maybe, you know, 30 to 45 days at a minimum.
Minimum.
But I would love 60 to 90. But sometimes we don't get that.
We don't. You know, we're able to move quickly if we need to. But then, you know, but also sometimes, you know, we go through the things like, hey, the seller may want a post-closing occupancy agreement. Mm-hmm. They may need a couple weeks to, you know, stay for the right house. And so there's definitely weeks that have to be factored in. So.
Yes. And then, you know, we talk about price range. That's an interesting conversation because what's your desired price, you know, and they'll always say one thing. And then, you know, most of the times we don't meet with buyers before they've even talked to a lender. And so they don't necessarily know. And that's fine.
Yep.
Then it's, you know, locations. What kind of house do you want? How many beds? How many baths? But the one thing that I think is important to ask, at least in our market, is what about new construction? We've had clients who said, oh, I can't qualify for a construction loan. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that you don't need a construction loan. Right.
You're not buying a lot and then you're not finding a builder. It's all in one and
Yeah. So that's a fun conversation to say, you know, oh, no, you can definitely, you know, buy a new construction if they didn't think that through before or if they didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then some of my favorite questions to ask are, what is your current house missing? because obviously everybody lives somewhere.
Yeah.
And so what
they
are you?
Wish they had.
Yeah. A lot of it's a yard.
It is yard. You know, we have a lot of dog owners.
Mm-hmm. Garage.
Here in Colorado. And
I need space for my toys.
Yep.
A lot of people in Colorado buy houses for their pets, which mm-hmm. is funny.
They do.
I did.
You know, yeah. Need a fenced in yard.
Cat. Just kidding.
Space to run. A catio.
Yeah. And then, you know, other deal breakers or must haves. That reveals a lot. Sometimes people will say, no way can I live in a house that has split rail have a yard with split rail fence because my dog's really
they'll jump over
crazy
it.
Or you something.
Go
yeah.
through it. They'll jump over it.
Yeah.
They'll bark through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of this information is so smart to get ahead of time because it will save you a lot of time down mm-hmm. the road. If you're showing houses and you walk up with your buyer and they say, oh, I can't live here because the fence is split rail.
Yeah.
Oh, you did not do your job.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me. A few times.
It has.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I've asked that question and still hadn't gotten all the information.
Yeah.
But to save everybody time, you know, because it's frustrating for the buyer,
it
too.
It is. You know, yeah, everybody's blocking that out. And you're heading over to the place and you get there and it's got this one thing in there that you probably should have had a conversation about. We could have known that ahead of time. It helps you be efficient, too.
Yeah.
Asking all those right questions.
Yeah.
So important.
Let's see. We talk about lending. That's probably the last thing that I talk about, actually, is because I think people it's funny, too, with buyers. I'm sure everybody has experienced this, but a lot of buyers – I've had buyers tell me everything about their financial situation.
I know
it. They're like, okay, so I have $15,000 in this bank account.
Yeah,
I have a 700 – credit. Yeah, I have debts on this car, and then I owe my buddy this and they're like, how much do you think I can afford? And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I have my appendix taken out, and I'm still paying off that. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We know who you should talk to about that.
Yeah, so a lot of times I think – most people want to know the financial side of it.
They do.
More than, you know, talking about what kind of house they like. And we're kind of that barrier to a lender. And so we get into that conversation. Then we explain the lending information and we say, hey, we'll get you in touch with a few different lenders. You know, talk to them, see who you like best or who gets you the best quote, you know, whatever that looks like. And from there, we'll know what your property search and what your kind of amount, you know, monthly payment, maybe if that's what you're looking for, should be around. So,
and you know, Lauren, I love asking we don't want to know our clients' individual finances, but knowing some of their information is important, you know, and what their concerns would be, because we love teeing up that introduction with an email.
Yeah.
And it's like, hi, lender. I'd like to introduce you to our buyers.
Yep.
And they are moving here then. They're looking for a townhome or a detached property and all the things. And we just kind of lay it up to make sure, you know, sometimes they get on the phone, they get nervous, and they start talking about finances right away. And they forget to say that they wanted this or that or they have this condition that we know about.
Yeah.
So we kind of lay that out there to kind of help them with, oh, here's all the notes, you know, we talk to them about. And then the lender will field more questions and dig deeper.
And the buyer gets CC'd on that. So they feel like we were actually listening and we were taking notes and we knew what they were talking about.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it. So once we get through all of that, then I like to go through the whole buyer process. So we go through what do showings look like?
Yep.
How do you make an offer?
Yeah.
And then earnest money is really important, at least in our market. It's called earnest money. Sometimes it's called something different in other in other markets. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you have to put down, at least in our area, 1%.
You need to have that money up front.
Yep.
And you've got to be able to, you know, have it just sitting somewhere for, you know, weeks, months.
Mm-hmm. And then what, you know, an inspection, and appraysal costs, closing costs, stuff like that, because whether you're a first-time home buyer or, you know, a buyer who hasn't bought in a few years, that stuff has maybe changed. Those numbers have maybe been inflated. And so that's important. And then we talk about the pre-approval. You know, let's get you talking to a lender.
Mm-hmm.
We discuss the market conditions.
Yeah, because, you know, if they're thinking they want this property, and we kind of know what those go for, you know, if it's below average market price, you know, could be a zoo.
Yeah.
If it's above average, you know, then maybe not so much. But But if they're looking at something and the average price in the market's 500 grand and they'd really like to get this thing for 400 grand, that's usually 500 grand, we're going to need more time.
Yeah.
You know, the lead time's going to be longer.
And at this point, there's no need, in my opinion, to talk about offer strategy in depth.
No.
Because it's already probably been an hour at this point.
Yeah.
Most likely we've been sitting, you know,
yeah,
hanging out for quite a bit of time. And I always just mention, hey, this is kind of the overall market conditions to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what's going to make a competitive offer just yet. We'll talk about that when we find the right one. Yeah, because
it's kind of a case by property basis sometimes too.
Yeah.
Like we know that needs that.
Yeah.
And so let's address that.
Yeah. So you don't have to get into depth of all of, if you offer, you know, 21-day closing plus, you know, yeah, post-closing occupant, they're already in information overload 100% at this point.
And they're not going to, they'll need to know that when we're ready to make an offer.
And no need to scare them. Also, I think that stuff can be really scary.
It is scary.
Okay. So then we talk about setting up a property search. So we always set up a property search as soon as we leave the meeting.
Yeah.
Explain how, you know, they'll get, you know, basically a specific property search that will be sent to them via email every day or whatever that looks like.
And we even do that, you know, if somebody's a year out,
yep,
you know, it's such a good way to see what you get for your money and where, mm-hmm, and figure out, you know, neighborhoods, locations, you know, and just see, you know, just see the details, even if you're a little ways out. So
Yeah, with our, that's how we do it with our MLS, and our, it allows us to stay in flow with that person if they are a year out.
They're getting weekly emails from us, which is great.
You'd be surprised how many people will come out of the woodwork and be like, did you see this one today?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, hi, it's been a year. You know, how are you? And they're like, I want to see this.
I'm ready.
Like, oh, okay,
this
let's
is the one.
Go. Yeah. And then I think I covered most of it. Oh yeah, we explain again how showings work. The one thing I always explain,
yeah,
now is what to do and what to say and what not to say in front of a doorbell.
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
how
for
many
showings.
Times do we see a camera in the corner of a kitchen?
Yeah.
You know, and a Ring doorbell, and mm-hmm, it's like, you know, we need to go. Let's go talk in our car.
Yeah, I know. I know. We had that property that got, you know, 20 plus offers. It was wild. It was madhouse.
Yeah.
And our clients had the Ring doorbell.
They did.
And it was disclosed.
Yeah.
Which we have to in Colorado.
Yeah.
And there was some guy who like broke the door.
Yeah. And he locked the screen.
Yeah. He was really messing things up. And I think fumbling and kind of being just
trying to blame it on the door of the house and not really taking ownership himself. And
yeah. So I get a call and he's like, hey, did you know the door locks on its own? And I'm like,
it does.
No, because you're the 40th showing and this is the first call. And I'm like, well, you know, and I was nice about it. This is me telling my story. But he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I left the key on the inside and it locked. And so I don't know what you want me to do. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
At the same time, my client starts calling me.
Yeah.
And so I hang up with that agent and he goes, don't let that.
He's laughing. He's laughing.
Yeah.
Before he even says hello, that's you true. Just hear laughing he on the phone.
And he was laughing. Like, he said, don't let that dumbass in my house again.
Yeah.
He's like, he was ripping the door. He was trying to rip it open, doing all these things.
Locked himself out, locked their key in, and the sellers aren't even around.
Yeah.
You know, they left for the day.
Yeah, it's a showing.
Yeah.
And then he also heard his conversation with me. And the guy was pretty rude to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to save face in front of his client, which is fine. I can understand the embarrassment of that. But then my client said, I don't want an offer from that guy.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I was like, dude. So not only do we tell our clients about this, but agents forget that there's Ring door. It's just the funniest thing.
I know. It is.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we always have that conversation because.
Thank God we never got an offer from that guy. We had to worry about that. But it was it was tricky.
Yeah. But sometimes buyers will step on the front porch and say, I love it. I'll do whatever I can take it.
How much over do we need to go to get this?
Mm-hmm, I know. And then some of them will say, Yeah, I don't know. Hate the seller's style, but we can put an offer in. Yeah. And it's like, that hurts people's feelings. I know.
Oh, God, those curtains and the carpet.
I know. Just like, yeah, oh, their dog's so ugly. You know, it's like, oh, heck no. You get out of my house. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's important.
It is.
Anything else you want to add to the search?
You know, I would just say, you know, sometimes we do this with new investors too.
Yep.
And it's a lot of the same process. Where, you know, somebody, hey, I'm ready to get an investment property. And same thing, you know, property searches, talking to a lender, you know, getting kind of your things in order. Let's watch for things. Mm-hmm. There's a little conversation about maybe how to run numbers.
Yeah, rental income and then like how to be a landlord. Yeah. Like that. We have those conversations.
But still, coffee or cocktails. It's my favorite way to have a conversation with an investor. And, you know, all this information just pertains to them too. So whether you're working with buyers or investors, you know, this is a great approach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's it for a buyer consultation. Doesn't have to be that hard. You know, this is just the first step, but I think
face to face.
Yeah. That's the key. And then being really prepared and leaving them with something is important. I think that's what has
and then
led
also
us to some success.
It does. Sorry. And then following up quickly.
Yeah.
You know, next day. Or that night.
Introduction to a lender. Day of.
Yeah. Property search, introduction to the lender.
Day of.
Yeah. Follow through.
Don't wait. If you wait more than a day, in my opinion, unless you met at 9 o'clock at night.
That's why sometimes I said next day, because it's like,
Unless you met at the club. No, I think that makes a lot of sense. Jumping on that as quickly as possible is really key.
It is.
So my hot tip for this episode.
Yeah.
Is to put together 5 to 10 buyer consultation folders. And then for social media, take a photo or video of it and put it on social media to show that you're ready for your next buyer consultations. You're putting them together.
Yeah.
Getting ready for my buyer consultations this week. You might not have any. That's okay. But you're showing that you're ready and you have this like really professional package put together.
That's a great
It will
tip.
Make you look busy, professional, and prepared. And honestly, I think I do that every few months and I think it always leads to conversation. So,
yeah. And, you know, if you've got a buyer who's watching you on social media, somebody is thinking about doing that and they see you've got a folder with information.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want to, hey, I need to get my hands on that because I'm thinking about doing it.
Mm-hmm. And if they are looking, if they see more than one realtor online, which most people do, and you're the one who's got this sweet, slick folder put together, you got preparation, you're showing that you're doing coffee with a new buyer, you know, that's what people are attracted to.
Yeah.
So,
that's somebody who gets things done.
That's right. Okay. That's my hot tip.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers to buyer consultations.
Love it.